This is Here and Now. As we approach Saturday, which marks a year since Newtown, we're having a number of conversations about gun control and mental health. And we're pleased to be joined now by someone who has been working to pass legislation on both issues ever since his wife was shot in 2011. Mark Kelly is a former astronaut who is married to former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Together, they founded the group Americans for Responsible Solutions, which is pushing to reduce gun violence. Mark Kelly, welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And I want to just start, you know, here we are 3 years after the shooting that injured your wife, Gabrielle Giffords. We are about a year after the Newtown tragedy. There's been basically no action on gun control. And I wonder how you feel about that, first off.
Yeah, not much, right? I mean, we're coming up on a year since we had 20 first graders and 6 educators murdered in their classrooms. And you know, the response at the national level from Congress so far has been to do pretty much nothing. And, you know, that's a problem. But fortunately, around state houses, there have been some action on, you know, updating and improving gun violence laws. And, you know, so we're making some progress there. And we continue to work, you know, with our representatives in Washington, D.C. And over time, you know, we're hopeful that we can get something done.
Well, there was one thing that happened. It happened this week. And this was the extension of the ban on plastic guns, although some didn't think that it went far enough because now you can recreate these things using 3D printers. These are guns that would be able to get through a metal detector. Are you happy that that passed?
Well, you know, it was, you know, an extension of an existing law. So it was, you know, something that's been in place. Yeah, that's a good thing, but you're right. And, you know, there are new technologies out there like 3D printers that can, you know, print weapons. Currently, that's not very well regulated. So that needs to be considered by Congress and updated as well.
What would you say that you have accomplished in your fight over these last few years on any of these issues? And I know that you're not just focused on gun control, and you are a Second Amendment supporter. You're also focused on trying to deal with mental health issues.
Yep. So we've, you know, raised considerable resources to communicate. We've, you know, spent time in state capitals, you know, me personally, testifying in front of a number of Senate judiciary committees in state houses around the country. So we've been really helpful on the state level. We participated, you know, in the Virginia election for the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. So we've been busy building an organization and raising the money that is going to be necessary to try to bring some balance to this issue, particularly in Washington, D.C.
What do you mean by bring some balance to the issue?
Well, for 30 years, you know, the gun lobby, particularly the NRA, has done you got to give them a lot of credit. They've done a fabulous job of building a lot of influence with our elected officials in Washington. They've done a very good job at it. And that's why it's very difficult to get some of this legislation passed, including legislation like expanding background checks to gun shows and the internet that sees support from 92% of Americans and even 74% of NRA members thinks it's a good idea that you get a background check before buying the gun. But it can't pass Congress, and that's because you know, the NRA in particular have done a great job of supporting certain members and opposing others, and that gives them a lot of say in what happens on this issue.
Well, and it sounds like what you're saying is it's easier for you to have influence in state capitals than in Washington. Is that the way forward for gun control advocates to forget about trying to pass federal legislation and simply move to the states?
You know, I think like anything, it could be a multi-pronged approach. I mean, we continue to focus our efforts in Washington, but we're also, you know, recognize that in some regard, in some states, it's easier to get this done. And, you know, we're not going to sit by after what happened in Newtown and before that, Aurora, and so many other places. And the daily gun violence we have is just unacceptable. You know, in 2013, the United States of America should not rank so poorly on a statistic such as gun violence. We can do a lot better than that.
Well, and I'm sure you've heard many on the other side of this issue saying that the Navy Yard shooter wouldn't have been stopped with background checks. The Adam Lanza, the shooter in Newtown, wouldn't have been stopped with background checks. What do you say to that argument?
Well, there's no one solution for any, you know, single problem, right? This is a complicated issue. You know, in some cases, I would say that expanding background checks will prevent somebody from getting a gun and will prevent them from, you know, committing some heinous crime. Since 1999, 2 million people, 2 million have been stopped from buying a gun at a federally licensed firearm dealer because they did not pass a background check. Now, why do we give those people the opportunity to go to a gun show or and go to you know, the internet or a private sale to buy a firearm? I'm a responsible gun owner. I own a number of firearms, and every time I've done, you know, a background check before buying the gun, and it's a simple process. So you're right. You know, in the case of Adam Lanza, you know, mental health was certainly an issue there, and Congress should be acting on that as well.
We're speaking with former astronaut Mark Kelly, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Mark Kelly, when was the last time you shot one of your guns?
The last time was probably, I think, over the summer, about 6 months ago.
And I don't know how to ask this question. Is it weird at all to shoot a gun given your own experience with the consequences of it?
No, not really. No, actually not at all. It's not even weird for my wife, Gabby, to shoot a gun. It's something she did before she was shot herself. You know, she actually doesn't remember being shot. She was the first one of 18 people that were shot on that day in Arizona. And it's something she enjoyed, you know, to some extent before she was injured, and she still does now occasionally.
She still shoots guns?
Well, yeah, occasionally. I mean, not – you know, she shot – we were on a trip, and we were in Nevada over the summer, and we went to a range, and she shot with her left hand.
Hmm. How is she doing? A lot of people, of course, got to know her so well before and after. I remember I met her right when she arrived in Washington as a new member of Congress. But many people, of course, got to know her after the shooting on television. How is she doing now?
Yeah, she's doing really well. I mean, she's working really hard and continues to work very hard on her recovery. She's in a great mood. You know, this issue is very important to her. And she's improving all the time. I mean, it's not, you know, rapid, you know, increase in, you know, whatever she happens to be working on. But she, you know, she takes her PT and OT and speech therapy all very seriously, and she's doing great. Thanks for asking.
I finally want to ask you how you stay energized about this issue. It must be frustrating to see the lack of action on an issue that you care so much about.
Yeah, when you consider coming from my background, you know, which is a technical background as either a fighter pilot or as an astronaut, when there's a problem, you know, we look at the data and we figure out a solution and we implement it. Not so easy with Washington, D.C. and politics. You know, it gets a little bit more complicated, so it is frustrating. But when Gabby and I decided to take this issue on and form our organization, we knew that this was going to be, you know, as she says, a long, hard haul. You know, she's well aware of how Washington works, and so am I. So we knew that this was going to be a marathon and not a sprint.
It's former astronaut Mark Kelly, co-founder, along with his wife, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, of the gun safety lobby group Americans for Responsible Solutions. Mark Kelly, thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be on your show. Thank you.
And let us know your thoughts at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, focusing students on the needs of people in the real world to ignite passion and innovation. Olin.edu. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.